First, a little Latin. One sentence. Nihil est in intellectu quod non prius fuit in sensu. That means there's nothing in your mind that's not first in your senses. That's a basic, how do you learn, how do you live, rule. Not everybody agreed with that. There were other people who said, how do you get an idea? Well, they're all floating around here, and they just come and invade your head. Aristotle and St. Thomas said, no, you do it because you feel, you taste, you see, you smell. That's how stuff comes in you, and then you make ideas out of them. And you're saying, what's that got to do with anything? It's the sacramental principle, which means there's always something physical between us and an idea, and us and God. There's always something physical. Bread, wine, a sacrament between us and the reality of God. Jesus, in the second reading, Jesus said, this is my body. This bread, feel it, touch it, taste it, eat it. It's my body. It's me. It's a sign. And our theology people have said, what's a sacrament? A sacrament is something visible, bread, instituted by God. Take this, eat it, to give grace, to give life. It's how we live our lives in nature, but it's also how we live our life in the sacred world with God. This is the kind of bridge Sunday between the old telling of the story and the new telling of the story, and it sets up a principle, sacramental principle, that's very basic. It's why we're in this room. In fact, there's a song that I love that these people sing. It's called In This Very Room. On Holy Thursday, the night we celebrate bread and wine, the body and blood of Jesus, in this very room is all you need to be holy. Yes, we have to live our lives in a holy way, but you get it here. Whoa. And the council said that the primary and indispensable source of the true Christian spirit is the liturgy. This is the liturgy, these sacraments, the church year, the celebrations we have, us, that word, so on. That's the liturgy, and the liturgy is the primary and indispensable place where we become holy. Whoa. It also said the liturgy is the source and the summit of our spiritual life. We don't have to go anyplace else, basically, to be holy, right here. And you want to expand that in this very room idea. There are 8 or 9 mysteries in this room, and they make us the people of the way. The way is the Christian way. What's going to happen in the church year from now on is little lessons every week about how to be a Christian. But it's in this very room, in these mysteries, and in the sacraments that represent those mysteries, and that sacrament is Jesus. Jesus said in this bread and wine, that's my body and blood, that's me. If you wonder how you touch God, you touch me by communion. That's a holy thing to do. The other mysteries are these: God, the sacrament of God is Jesus. When God wanted to express God outside of God, it's called the incarnation. It's God becoming a part of human nature. I am the living God, Jesus says. I'm the sacrament. Touch, feel, taste, see, be with God through me. And it goes on from there. The next mystery is creation. And our theology teaches us the pattern, the blueprint of all of creation is Jesus Christ. Through Jesus, the Word of God, everything is created and sustained in being. So through creation, we meet God through Jesus. And the next mystery is the story. It's in that book. It's salvation history from the garden to today. It tells that story. Who is the Word of God? Jesus. Through that story, we touch, hear, feel Jesus. And then, Christmas. God becomes a part of human nature in Jesus, the Son of God in the first mystery, is incarnate in human nature. How do we touch God through Christmas? Through Jesus. The next mystery is Easter. I am the resurrection. Jesus says, I am the resurrection. Jesus is. Jesus is the sign of life after death. And the sacraments come from that Easter, baptism, confirmation, Eucharist. It's what those folks who received the sacraments for the first time did on Holy Saturday. What happened? They were made members of this community, which is Jesus. It's called the church. It's another mystery. We, the people of God, are a mystery. And it says we are the mystical body of Jesus. Sacrament. We're a sacrament of God in Jesus. And it goes on. Because we're members of that church, we all have a share in the ministry of bringing love to the world, which was Jesus' mystery. I have come that you may have life, life more abundant. I preach the kingdom of God. Jesus said the mystery in the ministry of the church is Jesus' ministry. And what that does is lead to a great gathering, called it the parousia, another word, the gathering, heaven, the kingdom. When we gather, and it says in that story, they have visions of all these thousands of people in robes like these, baptismal robes, singing in praise to Jesus. In this very room, Jesus is the sacrament of each of these 8 or 9 mysteries. We touch them through him. We know them through him. We are made holy. We don't have to go anyplace else first to be made holy. In this very room. And in our amen, when we say amen to the body and blood of Christ, the sacrament of the Eucharist today, we're saying yes to all these mysteries through which we share in the life of God. Let's share our faith.